depressive symptomatology as a predictor of physical illness and mortality among elderly Mexican Americans. And we have no financial or other conflicts of interest to disclose. I'll start by presenting some information on depression and the elderly and depression and physical illness. I'll also give you some background on the database that I use, the Hispanic EPESI, and followed by the methods, the results, and some concluding remarks. Research on depression and the elderly finds that depressive symptomatology ranges from 19 to 30% among this population. That only one-third, or a small percentage of those with depressive symptoms, receive treatment, and also that depressive symptoms are more prevalent among older adults who have who have comorbid medical disorders, such as coronary artery disease, diabetes, and arthritis. The role of depression in the course of physical illness has been studied extensively, particularly with respect to coronary artery disease and chronic pain. And this research finds that the presence of depression, that comorbid depression in those with physical illness is associated with a more complicated course of illness and with worse outcomes. This research also finds that the relationship between physical illness and depression has been established for both clinical and subthreshold symptoms of depression. Recently, the predictive relationship between depression and physical illness has gained more attention, and there is evidence that depression predicts incident physical illness in those initially free of disease. For example, a recent meta-analysis finds that the relative risk of developing CAD, or coronary artery disease, in those with depressive symptoms initially free of CAD is 1.64 compared to those without depressive symptoms. A predictive relationship has also been found for illnesses along the severity continuum, ranging from less serious diseases such as anemia to more serious diseases such as chronic liver disease. In studies that examined the predictive relationship between depression and physical illness in the elderly, depressive symptoms have been found to predict CAD and hypertension. With respect to the Hispanic elderly in particular, we know that the proportion of elderly from minority groups is growing at a faster rate than that of the majority population. And it's projected that among the elderly, the older Hispanic population will see the largest increase, growing from 2 million in 2003 to 8 million in 2030. With respect to physical health, older Hispanics are at an increased risk of coronary artery disease and stroke, and also diabetes in the general population. And regarding mental health, depressive symptoms have been found to be higher among older Hispanics than among similarly aged non-Hispanic whites. And they also have lower access to mental health treatment. There has been sparse research on depressive symptoms as predictors of physical illness among the elderly, and none of the research to date has examined this relationship specifically in a minority or in a Hispanic population. The objective of the present study is to examine the predictive relationship between depressive symptoms and physical illness and mortality in a sample of elderly Mexican Americans over a 7-year period, controlling for baseline illness. The data utilized for this study is the Hispanic EPESI. This study was initiated to collect community-based data to compare on the physical and mental health of Mexican Americans to compare to other EPESI samples that collected data on non-Hispanic whites and African Americans. The data set consisted of Mexican Americans aged 65 and older in 5 southwestern states. The first wave is collected from 1993 to 1994, and I used data up to the 7-year follow-up, which was collected from 2000 to 2001. It was made up of 3,050 participants at baseline, and there were 1,682 at the 7-year follow-up. In-person interviews were conducted in the participant's home in either English or Spanish, and variables collected included sociodemographic variables, cognitive status, social resources, and functional disability. The measures utilized for this study included the Center for Epidemiologic Studies Depression Scale to measure depressive symptoms. It's made up of 20 questions with scores ranging from 0 to 60. A score greater than 16 is generally used to indicate the presence of clinical depression or depressive symptomatology in the clinical range. It's been shown to correlate highly with current depression as well as to predict future depression and to have a high reliability and validity for use in older populations. Physical illness was assessed by self-report in response to questions on whether the participant had been told by a doctor if they had diabetes, heart disease, or a stroke. If a respondent was missing at follow-up, then proxy respondents were asked regarding the participant's whereabouts. If a death was reported, it was verified against the National Death Index. In addition to the primary variables, three potential moderators of the relationship between depressive symptoms and physical illness and mortality were examined. These were gender, nativity, which was categorized as either U.S. or foreign-born, and acculturation, which was assessed using a modified version of the acculturation scale. So this is a graphic representation of the moderators. Statistical analyses included chi-squares and ANOVAs and four binary logistic regression analyses, where the dependent variables included physical illness and mortality, and the independent variable variables were the measure of depressive symptoms as well as other control variables. Oops. These are the results at baseline. At baseline, the mean age of participants was 73 years of age. More than half of them were born in the U.S., and for those that were born in the U.S., the mean number of years that they'd lived in the U.S. was 42, so they'd been here for a long time. They had low educational attainment, about a fifth grade level. With respect to the depressive symptoms score, the mean score was a 9.94, and almost a quarter of them had scores indicative of depression in the clinical range. These are the results with respect to physical illness at baseline. About 10% of them had heart disease, almost a quarter had diabetes, and about 6% had had a stroke. At follow-up, almost a quarter of them had coronary artery disease, slightly more than one-fourth had diabetes, and almost 20% reported having had a stroke. The mortality rate at follow-up was 31%. And with respect to the depressive symptoms, the SES-D score was lower than it was at baseline, and fewer of them had met criteria for depression in the clinical range. The results of the four binary logistic regression analyses, where the dependent variables were the different illnesses and the independent variables were the measures of depressive symptoms, and these were the control variables that I used, showed that depressive symptoms predicted heart disease and mortality. Also, with respect to nativity as a moderating variable, only nativity was a significant moderator of any of the relationships that I looked at. And these are the results for nativity. And it predicted, it was a significant moderator of the relationship between depressive symptoms and diabetes for U.S.-born participants. And it was a more pronounced relationship for the relationship from depressive symptoms to mortality for U.S.-born participants. In summary, compared to other APESI samples, there are high rates of depressive symptoms in this sample of elderly Mexican Americans. To put the results of the depressive symptoms in perspective, results of other APESI samples for non-Hispanic whites, the depressive symptoms, about 16% of the sample had high depressive symptom scores, and for African Americans, it was 14%. So this is considerably higher than other samples. Also, there was a predictive relationship between depressive symptoms at baseline and coronary artery disease and mortality at 7-year follow-up. And there was a more robust relationship between baseline depressive symptoms and diabetes and mortality for U.S.-born participants. The findings of the study have some important implications, I think. More efforts are necessary to improve depression awareness and its role in disease progression in both the general population, particularly those people who have a physical illness, and also among primary care physicians who are likely to see people who present with depressive symptoms. The development of culturally appropriate depression screening tools could facilitate the identification of depressive symptoms among Mexican Americans, and also the promotion of culturally tailored efforts are necessary to encourage Mexican Americans who are depressed to seek treatment. Some of the limitations of the study are that most variables, including the information on physical illness, were collected via self-report. And also that the CESTI is a measure of depressive symptomatology and not depression, and may overestimate the prevalence of depression, particularly in this sample. In conclusion, given the fact that Mexican-American elderly are becoming a large proportion of the elderly, that they are at an increased risk of poor physical and mental health, given that depression is undertreated, especially among elderly patients, and given the findings that depressive symptomatology is a precursor to chronic physical illness and contributes to increased mortality, it's imperative to make culturally tailored depression screening and treatment efforts viable targets of or targets of intervention among this vulnerable population. Thank you.